defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Indeed, and welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense on the GunBroker.com, in the GunBroker.com studios. I'll get it out. You know, I know where I am, I promise, on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. If you are listening on one of our dozens of affiliate stations across the country, welcome inside the studios with me, the video network studios of AAR. If you're watching us on the Facebook stream, any of you do, thanks for tuning in. Make sure to like and share the stream as we're bringing the program to you live. And if you're watching on your television screens anywhere in the Northern California market in Reno, great to be with you. Thanks for letting us in your living room. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here on Armed American Radio. Cam Edwards, how are you, brother?
I'm good, Mark. How are you, man?
I'm doing great, man. A little bit of technology. Have no idea why that's happening, but we've got you in here, man. How the heck are you, man? And thanks for being here for the first time. Good heavens, our schedules finally worked, right?
I know, it's fantastic. Well, thanks very much for the invite. You know, I'm doing about as well as everybody else, probably better than some. Unfortunately for those folks, you know, I feel blessed to be living in rural Virginia. I've got plenty of space to socially distance. I feel so bad for, you know, the folks living in micro apartments in New York City or those little sleep pods in L.A. Yeah, those poor guys. So, yeah, I'm doing pretty well. How about you?
I'm doing great, you know, and you know my wife's history, and you know, everybody's happy, and everybody's good, and everybody's healthy, and that's what matters right now, you know? And Mrs. E doing good, too?
Yeah. She is, she's doing okay, yeah. For those who don't know, my wife, coming up on her four-year anniversary of us discovering that she had lung cancer, so she is still here, she's still with us, she's on chemo, and we go in next week, she gets another scan, so hopefully we'll get some good news that this stuff's been working.
Good, good, excellent, because you guys deserve it, you've earned it, and it's been a long battle, I know that firsthand. So, hey, Cam, you know, you're right, you know, you get out there in that 40-plus acres, man, you're out in Farmville, just in case you didn't know this. I have long history where you are. I graduated college at Radford University. My parents lived in Reston and Herndon and Richmond. I lived in those places and Virginia Beach. Both my nieces and both of my nephews were born in Virginia. My sister and her family still live there. And I hate seeing what you guys are going through with Northam. And how about we start there, Cam? Can we start with Virginia? You know,
yeah,
it wasn't that long ago, right, that it was, it seemed like just days ago. In fact, if you really look at the calendar, Cam, it kind of was just days ago in the scheme of things, that Virginia was the hotbed story of the world when it came to Second Amendment rights, with everything that the legislature was pushing through after gaining control after a quarter century in the great state of Virginia there in the Commonwealth. And then, of course, COVID-19 kind of overtook that. And what, Northam signed, what, 8 bills already now?
7 of the 8 bills that he wanted, he got to his desk. Yeah, the big one, the you know, the so-called assault weapons ban, magazine ban, suppressor ban, that one failed outright, even in the Democrat-controlled legislature. But he got, you know, versions, in some cases weaker than what he wanted, but he still got versions of most of his priorities: red flag laws, universal background checks, an attack on firearms preemption laws. So he had a pretty good legislative session, and gun owners are going to pay the price, unfortunately.
Yeah, gun owners are going to pay the price. But, you know, I'm going to let me throw something out at you. Listeners, viewers, I meant what I said. When you've got somebody of Cam's stature on the program, it makes my job, and Cam, you know this as a host, makes my job much, much easier, because I can go right to just conversation with you and let it go. I don't have to sit and pull a bunch of bullet points up. That's exactly what you're going to get today, listeners. I hope you're as excited, viewers and listeners, as I am to be bringing you the show today. But Cam, you know, so let's go to those bills, and let's go to what happened in Virginia. I'll just give you my prediction. I believe that what happened is we're going to see the Democrats harm themselves in Virginia to the point that I think Republicans are going to take the state back. And I don't think the Democrats will see that state again for another 25 or 30 years. Americans have short memories. But did it really sneak up on us in the state of Virginia, or was this brewing for a while and all of a sudden those who weren't in the know just saw it happen overnight?
You know, I think it did sneak up on a lot of people. I mean, I know a lot of gun owners who said, I didn't go out and vote, and I'm ashamed that I didn't. A lot of the folks who are showing up at, you know, the county commission meetings, to push for Second Amendment sanctuary resolutions, they were there for the very first time at a county supervisors meeting. Many of them said, I've never voted before, but I'll be voting again or voting for the first time. You know, so it did sneak up on some people. But we've also, you know, because of the D.C. sprawl in Northern Virginia, and you talk about living in Reston and Herndon area, you know, that was like when you grew up there, that was still pretty far away from D.C. It was.
Yes, it was.
Now it's sort of in the middle of the D.C. suburbs. Right. And so there's been this expansion of just, you know, the swamp. In the D.C. area. And I lived in Fairfax County for 8 years. And my wife and I looked at each other one day and said, we got to get the heck out of here. We were lucky enough to be able to move to Farmville, Virginia. But, you know, it is still a growing place. I mean, I live in rural Virginia. I've got about 18,000 people in my county. Mm-hmm. Fairfax County has about 1.8 million. And so the population center of the state has shifted dramatically to the north. And that's, I think, a long-term concern. But, you know, you talk about the pushback. We're already starting to see it, Mark. We had local elections this week in Virginia.
Yes, you did.
And something really amazing happened. So there's a town in the Shenandoah Valley called Stanton. And it's a college town. It's a liberal bastion. It voted twice for Barack Obama, voted for Hillary Clinton, voted for Terry McAuliffe for governor, voted for Ralph Northam for governor. And the city council flipped on Tuesday of this week from Democrat-controlled to Republican-controlled, and it was gun owners who made the difference. This was one of those towns where the Second Amendment sanctuary movement was really, really important to a lot of voters, not really important to a lot of those elected officials, and they did pay the political price. They got voted out. Waynesboro, Virginia, replaced their Democrat-controlled city council with a Republican city council, and again, it's because of the energy and the engagement that we've seen from these gun owners. So the movement is real and it is still strong. And, you know, I think that we do have a really good shot of taking back a couple of congressional seats this year in Virginia. I don't know if we can get, Donald Trump over Biden statewide because of what I talked about in Northern Virginia. But I think we've got a great shot at taking back the state legislature in 2021 as well.
Well, you know, Cam, great news about those two communities, and I'm glad you mentioned those. You were thinking, just like I am, I was going to go there with you next. When we saw both Stanton and we saw Waynesboro, both of them flip, that says something to me. I can only imagine what it says at the State House in Washington, or at the State House in Virginia, in Richmond. That's got to be a concern. No? Got to be.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, and the thing was, Democrats had pretty good turnout. But there was a columnist for one of the local papers who said the turnout among Republicans was closer to a gubernatorial election and getting close to a presidential election. And again, keep in mind, I mean, this is turnout for a local city council race where, you know, typically it's just a handful of really committed voters who will go out and cast their votes. And so, you know, this surge was really unanticipated. And Ralph Northam has been telling Democrats, listen, there's nothing to worry about. Everybody's going to forget about this. This is all going to go away by next year. And it's not. We don't forget when our rights are threatened. We don't forget when somebody says we need to call out the National Guard into these counties that are saying they're not going to enforce unconstitutional gun laws. We won't forget that Governor Ralph Northam said, I'm coming back next year with this gun ban and this magazine ban.
No, you know as well as I do, we're getting ready to take our first break. Listener and viewer, when we come back, not only is Cam absolutely 100% about not forgetting, but we're going to double and triple our efforts. And not only will we not forget, we're going to come out and vote in double and triple those numbers. Virginia's gun owners are awakened, and that's going to be a big problem for Democrats in Virginia come the next few election cycles, no doubt about it. When we come back, I'm going to give Cam my prediction on the presidential election in Virginia. Then we're going to move in a couple different directions with him. Stay tuned. Great program lined up for you. Fastest hour on radio, so make sure you don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
If American history has taught us anything, it's when things get tough, Americans get tougher. While each state has their own reopening plans for this COVID-19 pandemic mess, there is a common thread. Governors and retailers are requiring citizens to wear masks. For example, I shop at Costco and can no longer go in without one. And if I'm going to be forced to wear one, I want a good one for myself and my family. Our partner, Pulse TV, has high-quality disposable face masks that are made in an FDA-registered facility. The surgical-style three-layer protection masks are breathable, hypoallergenic, and they filter out 90% of nanoparticles. Plus, they feature an adjustable wire nose bridge and elastic ear loops, which take the pressure off your ears for a comfortable and secure fit. Here's the best part. At $1 a face mask, that's $1 per face mask, you can't beat their deal. And they ship within one business day, no waiting around for weeks, hoping that your order's even in stock. But you must hurry due to special pricing. These will sell out fast. Text the word ARMED to 58445. That's ARMED to 58445 today to place your order and wear the same mask we're wearing at AAR Ranch.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show indeed. And however you're watching, however you're listening, great to have you with me today. If you were watching me in the previous segment, you'll notice when I took a sip of my Defender coffee, I cringed, and it wasn't because of the coffee. It was because Cam Edwards mentioned the name Terry McAuliffe, who to me is one of the sleaziest, cringiest guys in the world. So we're going to go back to Cam Edwards, the legendary host of Cam & Company, the legendary Cam & Company, and of course now over at editing at Bearing Arms. Cam Edwards, welcome back to the show, my friend. I got to give you, I'll let you in on a secret. You know, you're one of my sources for years. You know that, right?
I did not. I got to tell you, man, my hat is like really, it's shrinking for some reason as we're on the air. I don't know why, but I think maybe it just keeps getting smaller. You are too kind, Mark. I really appreciate it.
No,
that.
Come on. Are you kidding me? I've been looking to have you on the program for the longest time, and we've mentioned it in passing over the years, and our schedules just have never meshed, and now they do. So, you know, I think what I'm going to do is run this hour on one of my Sunday night broadcasts as well. I want to get it out to the biggest audience possible. All right, let's briefly go back to Virginia. We might be on it for a little bit because it kind of, it kind of dovetails with everything else going on. Virginia, we can use as the basis for things. But I wanted to give you my prediction first for November. And I've made this prediction on the air, talking to our mutual dear friend, Mr. Alan Gottlieb. I believe, I would not be shocked. No, I think Trump is going to take Virginia. And I would not be surprised to see him take it by double digits when gun owners get out and vote. Now, Alan told me he felt that Trump would take Virginia because of this mess, but maybe not that strong. What do you think about that, being in Virginia?
I'm kind of more with Alan. The idea of a double-digit Trump win in Virginia, I mean, that would be, I think that the Republican turnout is going to be sky high.
Right.
I think my concern is that Democrat turnout, particularly in Northern Virginia, is also going to be sky high. I think around the country, Biden is going to suffer from a lack of voter enthusiasm. But I think Northern Virginia is one rare exception because it's the D.C. bubble. And so you've got a lot of folks who are, they're ready for that gravy train that would come with Joe Biden coming into office and let's fill the swamp again. So I worry about voter turnout among Democrats in Northern Virginia that I think could, erase some of the advantage that Republicans will have. Statewide, is it possible that Trump wins? Yeah, I think it's very possible. And I think that Republicans also have a chance to pick up two key congressional races in Virginia as well. The 2nd District and the 7th District, these were both in Republican hands until 2018. They flipped in that blue wave. And now I think these are very, very vulnerable first termers in Abigail Spanberger and Elaine Luria. And Republicans are going to launch, I think, really strong challengers in both of these races. Nick Freitas is running in the 7th District. He is, a military veteran. He is a staunch Second Amendment advocate. Yeah. He's probably the front runner for the Republican nomination in that race. And then there are a couple of other military veterans, again, great on the Second Amendment, who are running in the 2nd District. And so we're going to have a strong candidate to take on some of these challengers. And I think that this is going to be a really, really good election for gun owners and, Second Amendment supporters in Virginia in November.
I'm going to stay optimistic. You know, there's another dynamic in play here, too, that I think is incalculable, Cam. And that is, we've got millions of new gun owners in America right now, millions of new gun owners. We've, as you know, and you've talked about and written about, we've seen just an incredible surge in purchases and in background checks. That's going to, in some way, translate to votes, maybe somewhat in the liberal community, that a lot of these individuals have thought, you know what, hey, I may have been drinking the Kool-Aid here. I don't like having to wait 10 days to get a gun. I didn't think it would apply to me. I called a dealer down in Florida because I was always told it's so easy to buy a gun in Florida to have it shipped to me. Found out I couldn't do that. Found out I've been swallowing the blue pill. Maybe I'm going to take the red pill. And I think there's an incalculable number of people out there that we're not going to see in polls, much like we didn't see in 2016 polling with Trump.
I think you're right. And I would add to that, not only probably now 1.5 million, maybe 2 million Americans who are gun owners for the very first time in their lives, just over the past couple of months. But, you talk about that uncountable number. What about those folks, Mark, who wanted to buy a gun but couldn't buy a gun?
That's right.
People living in New York State, the people living in Massachusetts until very recently, New Jersey residents were told for several weeks. In fact, their governor shut down background checks in the state. So, there are also, I think, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of Americans who wanted to purchase a firearm but could not. And they, too, I have to think that a lot of them, are pretty ticked off about being denied their Second Amendment rights and then being told that those rights aren't essential. Right. That, the governors can act and do whatever they want to protect the public health, even if it means Americans are deprived of their constitutional rights. I don't think that is going to be a very popular position for a lot of Americans come Election Day. And I think that, those Americans who were denied their ability to acquire a firearm for the first time, I think that's something that can actually drive people to the polls, as a not just one big issue among many, but as the most important issue, their rights, their liberty, their ability to protect themselves and their families.
I agree with you 100%. There's a lot of unknown quotients out there that we can look to. Look, and you and I both know, when we look back at past history, we can see and we know some of these things, and we can sense and feel because people take their gun rights seriously. And we, you know, this is a single issue for the vast majority of our listeners and viewers right now, for the most part. And I think we've got a lot of those new single issue voters in this camp who were denied their rights. You know, lawsuits, let's fly in. I believe you wrote about my wife's case here in Georgia, Walters v. Kemp, one of them. You know, my wife sued in the probate here in federal court.
Mm-hmm.
That's working here in the state of Georgia. And that case right there is working its way up through the appellate process. So, you know, and this is in a free state where she was denied the right to get her permit because of this pandemic. And, you know, I'm getting some comments from some folks on our Facebook stream that are watching us or watching here in the program. I think the coronavirus has woke up a lot of people. That's an unknown factor, too, that you were just referring to. Let's go now to governors who are taking people's rights from them where they don't have either a constitutional, legal, state or federal or a moral authority to do so. We could start with Michigan and Whitmer. We could go to New Jersey, Phil Murphy, Cuomo. We go to all these usual suspects, Cam, where the Second Amendment Foundation is having to sue these people into compliance. You know, how do we know how many of those voters are now going to not turn out and go, you know what, I'm tired of this and I'm tired of being locked down? What do you think? We're only got about a minute, so go for it.
Sure. Again, I think it is it's an unknown factor, but it is going to be a factor because a lot of these races, particularly in battleground states, you know, they might be decided by 1 or 2 percentage points. So it matters. The margins really do make a difference here. And there are, as you say, Mark, you know, Americans who have been dramatically impacted by the authoritarian actions of their governor. And I've got to think that they're going to take out their frustrations at the ballot box on Election Day.
You would think so. Perfect timing. That's Cam Edwards. We're getting ready to take a second break. This is the fastest hour in radio. I thank you for being here, both on the Facebook live stream. If you're watching on your television, thank you very much. Up in that beautiful Northern California market where you guys are, you know, behind the, you're in the belly of the beast up there behind enemy lines when it comes to your Second Amendment rights for certain. And those of you watching in Reno, Nevada, we appreciate it very much. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation with Cam. I do want to go back to Virginia for one question, though, with Mr. Edwards when we come back. And that's, I want to get some his expert opinion on the Second Amendment sanctuaries based on a piece that he wrote that's out today. You can read Cam Edwards' work at bearingarms.com. You can watch him and listen to him on Cam and Company. We'll be right back.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside the studio with me. We're going to move quick. I want to get a little bit of business out of the way before I go back to my guest, Cam Edwards. Letzlinger's Whiskey. Letzlinger's Whiskey. It's the Letzlinger's microphone on the Sunday night broadcast, right? You know that when it transforms, this microphone from Carr transforms to Letzlinger's in the Crossbreed Holster studios on Sundays, now in the GunBroker.com studios. Our new partner at Pulse is going to have a page for us where you can shop and get all kinds of really cool stuff. We discussed it today. I'll let you know when that page is going to be up. It's going to be specifically for you, for us at Armed American Radio, with all kinds of cool products on it. Every single day, we'll change them out constantly, but you'll be able to do some fun shopping over there. Crossbreed Holsters, MyPillow, another record day yesterday. Unbelievable. You sleep every single night. Support the Second Amendment when you do. Use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Give them out as gifts and help keep this show on the airwaves. You guys are crushing it. Mike Lindell personally has thanked me for the work that we're doing here on this radio program, and the support that he's offered for us is absolutely epic, and we need to support him back. MyPillow.com, AAR is the promo code. Have fun over there. You get a great product and a great price, and you support the Second Amendment when you sleep. Carr Arms, of course, the Carr Arms microphone, the Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. Join us. GunBroker.com, it's free, for crying out loud. Go watch the auctions all day long. Don't blame me if you spend any money. You don't have to. You can sit and watch them like I do. It's an awful lot of fun. Whatever you can't find on the shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com. North American Arms. Sadie Sweat will be back next week or Sunday. We're working on that right now to cover some more of those great firearms over there. We're going to be talking with Rafael Dovalle from Bursa coming up in the very, very near future. Let's not forget EmersonKnives.com, the greatest knives found in the worst places. That's because they're the best. That's why our Spec Ops guys carry them. And, of course, Front Sight. If you've not gotten the free course yet, take it. Go get the free course from Ignatius. Just go get it. It's free. You can use it whenever you want or choose to sell it. It's completely up to you, but take advantage of it. Frontsight.com/MARK. Let's go back to the legendary Cam Edwards here in the Armed American Radio Video Network studios. Cam, great to have you with me today. I'm going to take you back to Virginia for – I'm going to kind of pinpoint two questions for you, if that's okay, and bring up one subject. Sound fair?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, you got a piece out written today, Virginia County making plans to implement Northam's gun control agenda. And the first thing that popped in my head when I got that alert today was, wow, there's 138 municipalities in the state of Virginia, 96 counties, I think 94 or 96 of them are counties. And we've got one Virginia county here that you're writing about, I think it was Loudoun County, if I'm not mistaken, getting ready to implement his plan. His own county of Rappahannock out on the Eastern Shore became a Second Amendment sanctuary. So let's tie those together. You've got, you know, 98% of the state has says, yeah, no, I don't think so, not up in here. Loudoun County is one that is going to implement this. What happens in Virginia as we ramp up to July 1 and 98% of the state says, fangool to Mr. Northam?
You know, that, Mark, I think is the most important question. And it's one that Ralph Northam certainly doesn't want to address or answer. It's one that Attorney General Mark Herring doesn't want to talk about. And it's one that, you know, honestly, even I suspect a lot of county supervisors in these Second Amendment sanctuaries aren't particularly eager to discuss, because some of these folks and some of these votes, unfortunately, I think were more political in nature, right? They were to quiet the crowd and, these were purely symbolic or this doesn't change anything. That's the case in maybe 40 or 50 of these counties, maybe even a few more. But there are some counties out there that are really serious, and there are some county sheriffs out there that are very serious, that they will not enforce any unconstitutional gun control laws. And Ralph Northam and Mark Herring, the state's attorney general, have both vowed that, yes, you will. And so I think we are headed for a legal showdown. These laws go into effect on July the 1st. It's a shame that the courts are going to be closed on July the 4th, because that would be a great day to file some of these lawsuits.
Wouldn't it?
But you are going to see some lawsuits filed right around Independence Day challenging the legality of a lot of these provisions. And then you're going to see, I think, a sizable number of county sheriffs say, either publicly or, you know, privately to anybody who will ask them, that they're going to use their discretion to enforce the laws, and that they really don't foresee a circumstance where they will be enforcing, for instance, the universal background check mandate, or trying to use the red flag provisions, which I think are going to be really contentious. And I think that's going to be another big local issue, right? Getting these county sheriffs on the record as to whether or not their agency will actually, enforce red flag measures. This has been kind of quiet, you know, over the course of the spring. As you said, the coronavirus sucked a lot of oxygen out of the room. But we are about, 6 weeks away from these laws going into effect. And it's going to become a very big issue once again very quickly.
It is. It's going to, you know, that oxygen is going to come back in the room when the press begins realizing there's another narrative out and they've burned out this pandemic narrative, and Americans get back to real life. We're going to go there in just a moment, too. Let's talk a little bit about some of these court cases, I think. Listeners, is what I love about having somebody like Cam on the program. We're just going to go down the roads. That's the way great conversational radio. Let's go. You guys are in the Fourth Circuit, right? Fourth Circuit? Or
yeah, we
Fourth
are.
Circuit.
Yep.
All right, so you've got to, you know, the Fourth Circuit has upheld Maryland's assault weapons ban. Now, we're going to combine that and the Supreme Court right now, Cam. As you know, today, as we are speaking, the Supreme Court is considering for the third week in a row, now 9 Supreme Court cases relative to the Second Amendment. Our good friend Alan Gottlieb, 5 of those cases are his, or I should say ours, if you're a member of the Second Amendment Foundation. First off, the reason that Northam is emboldened in Virginia when it comes to assault weapons and can say that these are not unconstitutional is because of that Fourth Circuit ruling that has so far refused to have been heard by the high court, correct?
Yeah, I think that is the case. I mean, you know, we have seen for years now justices, proclaimed that the courts are running roughshod over Heller McDonald. And I think that they're right, and that there does need to be a Second Amendment case taken by the court. The question is there going to be, I think the big question right now is there going to be, you know, just one case taken? Could they possibly take more than one dealing with different issues? Absolutely, that's played a huge role.
And that being the case, this is why, listener and viewer, we need a definitive ruling from the Supreme Court regarding the Second Amendment on really two issues, Cam. Tell me if you disagree or if you think we need more. But I think Kerry case, any one of the Jersey Kerry case would be wonderful. And we've got a quote-unquote assault weapons case up there as well. Those two cases along with Mance being able to buy a handgun across state lines, because we are all taking the same background check, regardless of what state we're in, would be ideal stamp. And I think you'll agree with me that the anti-gunners are petrified of SCOTUS taking any of these cases, right?
Oh, they absolutely are. They're terrified. I mean, that's why New York City changed its law before the Supreme Court could consider it. That's why Washington, D.C. adopted, shall issue concealed carry rather than appealing a loss in the D.C. Circuit to the Supreme Court. I do agree with you that I think a carry case is, A, the most likely of the cases to be taken, as well as, I think, the most important. The thing is, I mean, you look at these cases, Mark, and I think all of them raise really interesting questions. I mean, the challenge to California's micro-stamping law, I think, is hugely important because that's a slow-motion handgun ban, right? Yeah. Since that micro-stamping law went into effect, there have been no new models of handguns allowed to be sold in California, and about half of the models that were on the roster of handguns that were available for sale have now been pulled. So, this is just slow walking a gun ban. So I think that's a hugely important case as well. But the real question is, what case or maybe two cases can the Supreme Court take and then address the big issues here? Not just the surface issues of does the right to bear arms actually mean we have a right to bear arms, but also, the standard of review that courts are using, because a lot of courts have gotten away with this, lowered standard of review. Right. And they've upheld all kinds of gun control laws.
We need to up that. Cam, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up. I hate it. Fastest hour in radio, I told you. I'm going to try to get Shanto to see if he can somehow find another hour on planet Earth out there in the atmosphere. I just don't have enough time with Cam. We're going to move right along. Next segment coming up. Don't go away. Cam Edwards of Cam & Company, BearingArms.com. The legend, the man himself. We'll be right back.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back indeed. DefenderCoffee.com. Join the coffee club. I get two bags every month, and I selected the Second Amendment Foundation for the portion of the profits to go to the SAF. So, I mean, who would have thunk it, right? You can drink coffee just like you can sleep at night. You can drink coffee and support the Second Amendment. Those are no-brainer things. If I can support the two-way while I'm sleeping and drink coffee, I mean, why wouldn't I? That's simple. Let's go back to Cam Edwards. Cam, welcome back, my friend. I was talking with Rob Pincus earlier today in our daily live hit on our live stream, and we were talking about your appearance on the show today. And I said, you know, what I love about this is it's a smorgasbord. I don't have to do any research triage to cover the program. It's kind of like walking into a buffet. And what I didn't want to do was write down a bunch of bullet points. That would be the equivalent of convincing myself I wanted crab legs and then seeing the prime rib and going, ooh, maybe I want the prime rib, which I just wanted to let it fly. And I appreciate you jumping in here with me and just letting it rip so much. I'm getting some great comments. Elaine Thiebault says, I remember what happened to Governor McAuliffe when he pulled reciprocity. He had to walk it back. Cam, as you know, not only did he have to walk back reciprocity, Virginia's permit became reciprocal. They accepted every state in the nation, so it actually worked in our favor. Who'd have thought that, right?
Yeah, that's right. And McAuliffe, you know, here's the thing. McAuliffe was anti-gun, but he was at least a smart politician. And he understood the need to triangulate, and he recognized that he had stepped in it. When his lackeys decided to end the concealed carry agreements with most of the rest of the country. So he actually was able to, I think, sort of recover from that. Northam, on the other hand, just keeps doubling down. I mean, I think he's not a gifted politician, and he is a guy with a penchant for authoritarianism.
He's not alone. In fact, he's put himself right up there with some others. So let's go there. Michigan, you know, we've got protesters in Michigan that are lawfully protesting, lawfully carrying firearms. There's a big argument in the debate about whether or not that visual, that optic, is good for gun owners or not. We've seen them in the state house, and now there's talk that Michigan is going to use a little known committee to bar armed protests, which have been lawful for decades in Michigan and never had a problem. Let's talk about these governors going too far and where we're at with this pandemic, you know, mess that we're in right now. What do you think's going to, my gosh, I don't even know what question to ask you about it. Where do we go from here?
It's interesting because I've covered what's going on in Michigan quite a bit. In fact, I had Mike Lynn Jr. He was one of the armed escorts for a Democrat lawmaker who said she was intimidated by these armed protesters. This is a black lawmaker, and Mike Lynn reached out and said, listen, you know, I and other black and brown gun owners, we want to give you an armed escort. So you feel safe. And she said, well, I'm not going to say yes or no, but, you know, here's when I get to work, basically. And I sat down and had a really good conversation with Mike, who is a staunch Second Amendment supporter, who in turn has also reached out and talked to some of these armed protesters. You know, I think that they have a much better understanding of, you know, why these armed protesters are out there. Now, listen, I will say, Mark, I'm not convinced that the armed protests at events to reopen the economy is actually doing much for that cause.
Right.
But it's absolutely their right to do so. As you say, the argument is a tactical one. Is this actually persuading people? Is it successful? Should it be legal? Without question, it should be legal. And, you know, unfortunately, you're right. You do have Democrat lawmakers like Gretchen Whitmer who, you know, have basically shut down the Capitol at the prospect of having, you know, a dozen or so armed protesters there. It's absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, frankly, it is so anti-gun. It is so, and not only is it anti-Second Amendment, it's anti-First Amendment as well.
Right.
And it really is, I think, just another sign that, you know, some of these governors are a little drunk on power during this state of emergency. And I think Whitmer's one of them.
Oh, she definitely is one of them, Cam. Now, but that's not a surprise to you, right? To see somebody like Cuomo, to see somebody like Phil Murphy, Tom Wolf going crazy up there right now. Although, look, let's be honest here, Cam. I know you have been as well, but you know, you got to give credit where it's due. Even to Wolf, you know, that's what separates us from them. By the way, listener and viewers, I'm willing to give them some credit. You know, Wolf at least decided to, and I hate to use this phraseology, I do. I was a guest on a radio program in Pennsylvania today, but he decided, Cam, to allow gun shops to remain essential. That makes me want to throw up even having to say that. I guess the best way to say it would be like Bobby Gunther Walsh told me today, is he was forced to follow constitutional edict and make gun shops essential to open because of our Constitution. But I mean, we got to give him credit in that respect. But how do you think this is going to shake out? I don't think these people are going to want to let go of power, Cam. I don't. I think we got a real problem going down the road.
Yeah, I think you're right. And listen, I'll give Wolf like half credit. But the one who's actually really surprised me has been J.B. Pritzker in Illinois.
Correct.
Who declared gun stores to be essential, who has extended concealed carry licenses and FOID cards so that people, you know, are not going to get arrested for carrying on an expired license, has made it very clear that he doesn't want to see people arrested for wearing a mask while they're carrying their concealed firearm. Right. He's been the one who's actually really surprised me, and I will give Governor Pritzker credit. I did not expect him to do any of those things. I do think you're right. I think that a lot of these governors, listen, I mean, the reason why you would become a politician, why you would run for office, why you'd subject yourself to this, you know, insane cycle every 4 years is because you like it. And why would you like it? Well, you know, you're not supposed to be making millions, so it shouldn't be the money. It's got to be the power. And I think that you're right. A lot of these governors are going to have a hard time stepping back. That's why it's so important that we remain engaged as citizens, why we do use the courts as appropriate to push back and to challenge these unconstitutional actions. And thankfully, you know, again, you talk about the Second Amendment Foundation. In Virginia, we had the VCDL and Gun Owners of America get involved in a fight with Governor Northam over the closure of ranges. You know, I've been so impressed to see the Second Amendment community really come together here and fight across the country. Every time one of these fires has come up, we've seen a lawsuit filed. And that is a testament, I think, to the men and women who are, you know, funding these lawsuits, who are contributing to these organizations to ensure that our rights don't get extinguished just because a governor has declared a state of emergency.
You know, over 40, Cam, as you know, just Second Amendment Foundation alone, brother, for over 40 cases in court right now, over 40, just SAF alone. And there are others. You know, so let's go here briefly. I'm hopeful, as much as I hate to say this, but I'm hopeful that the courts are going to be very, very busy when this mess is over, stepping on these governors who have taken so much power. We've got to get some clarification in the courts. You know, does a governor, does a mayor, you know, Cam, I even took it down. My homeowners association sent me a letter stating that they were monitoring the COVID-19 and would take the appropriate steps when necessary. And then because they felt like they had to do something, they closed the tennis courts, for crying out loud. You know, it's just people just wanting to get high on power, Cam. We're going to have to go to court, unfortunately. I think the Supreme Court's going to be busy for the next few years. What do you think?
I think they are, because I hope that we're going to win a lot of these cases at the district court and appellate court level. I would like to see a lot of these states take the loss. I mean, in Virginia, Governor Ralph Northam did not appeal a judge's decision allowing an indoor range to reopen. In Massachusetts, Governor Baker has so far not appealed a federal judge's decision to allow gun stores to reopen. So, you know, I think if we are able to push back, I don't think that these governors are necessarily going to want the public rebuke from the Supreme Court that, hey, guess what? What you did was unconstitutional and you infringed on the rights of your residents, you tiny tyrant. I don't think they want that on their political resume. So, you know, I am hopeful that the vast majority of these court actions, even if the Supreme Court never hears them, that gun owners and you know, supporters of the Constitution, that we will find our relief.
I hope so. And Cam, you know, we're on the watch right now today. Listener, viewer, as Cam and I speak to you right now, it is 4:57 p.m. on the East Coast, 1:57 p.m. on the West Coast. We're waiting. Now, Dave Workman was on the broadcast last week and adamantly said we were not going to hear anything about this until Tuesday. We'll let you know we're on the watch. Cam Edwards, the clock flew by. I love you, brother. Cam and company, BearingArms.com. Thank you for being here. You don't realize it yet, but you're going to be here again in very near future. Cam Edwards, Armed American Radio is going to get up and do it again tomorrow because we can't carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever do it. I'm out of time. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio.